Shalom Aleichem, B'yaf of Tit 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zavachim Yud Aleph, Zavachim 11b. Pagination is 22. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is about midway in the wide lines at the end of a line. HaPesach sheshachto shachris ba'arba osar shalo lishmo. The case is that a person took what was designated as a carbon Pesach, and he shecht it in the morning of the 14th of Nisan, not for its proper reason. The Rambam says the case is going to be that it was in the name of a different karban, or even for chulin, but not for a different owner. If it would be for a different owner, then it would be pasul straight away. So in this case, where the Pesach was brought in the morning of the 14th, but not for the right karban, what should be its status? So the simple understanding, the way we understood until now, was that the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, which is the afternoon before what we call the Pesach Seder, that afternoon is designated for the time Beinu Arbayim to bring the Karban Pesach. The morning of that time, meaning what we call Erev Pesach, when we're finishing off the Chametz and we're burning whatever's left, etc., that time period of Erev Pesach, so even if you'd get rid of your Chametz, Lo Sishchat Al Chametz, Dam Zivchi, even if you would get rid of the Chametz beforehand, but that's not the time for Karban Pesach. That's the wrong time. That's how we understood that until now. So in that time period, we have a machlokes, what would be the status of this Karban that you brought? Now, it's a drop involved. Let's go through the steps. If the Karban Pesach is being brought at a time when it could be brought as a Karban Pesach, and you bring it for the wrong reason, that's the first Mishnah of the Masechta. It's pasul straight away, and you can't continue bringing it even as a voluntary Karban. But if the time period in which you're bringing the Karban Pesach is not fit to bring a Karban Pesach, then it will be kosher as a Shlamim. That's called shelo bezmano, not in the time that it could be brought as a Karban Pesach. So it would seem that the morning of Erev Pesach is not the time to bring a Karban Pesach. So we readily understand the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Rabbi Yeshua would approve it, not as a Karban Pesach. It's not time to bring a Karban Pesach. But because it's not the time for a Karban Pesach, if you bring a Karban Pesach, not for the right reasons, so then it's kosher as a shlamim, as a voluntary Karban. Ki ilu nishchat b'shlosha asar. And the explanation, quite plainly, is because this part of the 14th of Nisan is just like the 13th of Nisan. It has nothing to do with the time for bringing a Karban Pesach. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and I think that that's very easy to understand, very straightforward, simple, great. The opinion that we're going to focus on is the second opinion, which is the opinion that the Rambam Paskins like, and that is Ben Besera Posel. That morning of Erev Pesach, if you bring the Karban Pesach, not for the purpose of a Karban Pesach, if you did that on the 13th, for example, we would say it's a shlamim, and it works. It's kosher as a shlamim. Ben Besera Posel, Ben Besera says, stop in your tracks, it's posel. Ki'ilu nishchat beinu arbayim, it has the same halacha as if it was shecht at the proper time that afternoon, and that halacha is that if it's brought not for the purpose of a Karban Pesach during the time for Karban Pesach, first statement of our Masechta, stop in your tracks, Pesach is different, other Karbanos, you would be able to continue bringing it as voluntary, but not the Karban Pesach. Ben Besera learns that rule applies even in the morning of the 14th. Let's skip to the Gemara, which is like four lines later, and we have our first explanation in Ben Becerra, which is fairly straightforward. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rav Oshia, in the name of Rav Oshia, they explained, Machshir haya ben Becerra bepesach sheshachtu shachris barba asa lishmo. Ben Becerra holds that you could bring a carbon Pesach even in the morning. That's what he holds. If he holds that, then his ruling in our Mishnah follows quite easily. If Ben Becerra holds that the morning of the carbon Pesach, the morning of the 14th, is also fitting for the carbon Pesach, so then yes, if you bring a carbon Pesach not for the purpose of a carbon Pesach in the morning, it's not able to be brought as a shlamim. It stops right there, because that's the rule of a carbon Pesach at the time when it could be brought as a carbon Pesach. If you brought it for a different reason, it's possible. Dekuliyom zimnehu, because that's what he holds. The entire day is really fitting to bring the carbon Pesach. So even though presumably the afternoon is the right time, but if the morning also works, so then I understand why this ruling kicks in. Whereas, had it been on the 13th, which is totally not the time to bring the Karban Pesach, it would have been kosher as the voluntary Karban Shlamim. Good. So again, according to Ben Becerra, it's possible if you bring it in the morning, and Rav Oshia's explanation is because you could bring the Karban Pesach in the morning. There is a second explanation in Ben Becerra, and this is the one that the Rambam takes. On the facing page, Yudbeis Amud Aleph, just above midway on the page, in the middle of a line, Aleph Reish, an abbreviation, Yochanan, which stands for Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Posel haya ben Becerra bepesach sheshachta ba'arba asa shachris. No, on the contrary, Ben Becerra would agree that a carbon Pesach brought in the morning of the 14th is also posel. Doesn't work as a carbon Pesach then. Ben lishmo, ben shalo lishmo, no matter what your reasoning was when you brought it, what your thoughts were, it's posel. It doesn't work as a carbon Pesach, and it doesn't bottom out as a carbon shlomim. It just doesn't go anywhere. And the reason is, Hoil umiktsaso ra'ui, because some of that day is fitting to bring it as a Karban Pesach, so therefore on that day, it's not going to bottom out as a Karban Shlomim. It's designated as a Karban Pesach for this day. It doesn't work as a Karban Pesach in the morning, because Ben Becerra, according to Rabbi Yechanan, agrees with the other Shita, and holds afternoon is the time for the Karban Pesach. But because the day is fitting for the Karban Pesach, therefore, even in the morning, it will not bottom out as a Karban Shlamim. And that's his wording, Hoel umiktsaso ra'ui, some of the day is fitting. Let's do the Rambam. Psulei HaMikdash and Perek Tesvav Halacha Yud Aleph. HaPesach Sheshachta B'machshava Shinui Hashem. A carbon Pesach that was brought with a change of intent is going to be possible. B'med Devarim Amurim Sheshachta B'zmano, provided that you shecht it on the day, at its time. Shu Yomar Ba Asa B'Nissan, which is the 14th of Nissan, Afil Shachta B'Shachris, even if it's in the morning of that day, it is going to be Pasul definitively and will not bottom out as a Shlamim. This is the ruling of Ben Becerra in our Mishnah. And now we have to figure out whether the Rambam is paskening like Rav Oshia's explanation, which was that Ben Becerra holds that the morning can also be used as time for the Korban Pesach Shechita? Or is he holding like Rabbi Yochanan, the morning is not able to be a Korban Pesach, but it's still the same day? So let's see what the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis. Pesach sheshachto lishmo be'arba osa kodem chatzos, if you bring a Korban Pesach on the morning of the 14th, the wording is before chatzos, before midday, pasul. It's pasul, l'fisheino zmano, because it's not the right time. So then we go back to Halacha Yud Aleph and wonder, so then why doesn't it become a shlamim? And the answer is, like Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us, because the day is fitting to be a Korban Pesach, and therefore it does not bottom out as a Korban Shlamim. I'd like to point out one nuance, the word ki'ilu. Ben Becerra, in our Mishnah, worded his reasoning as posel, ki'ilu nishchat beinu abayim, as if it's brought in the evening. According to Rav Oshia's approach, the word ki'ilu needs some explanation, which the Gemara deals with, but it needs some explanation, because it's not ki'ilu, it's in the evening. Rav Oshia holds that Ben Becerra holds that the morning is okay. So it's posel because this is the time for the Korban Pesach. It's not a ki'ilu, it's in the afternoon. According to Rabbi Yochanan, however, the word ki'ilu is much smoother. Ben Becerra is asering the morning, even though it's not the time for Korban Pesach. It's ki'ilu nishchet beinu abayim, as if it was in the afternoon, meaning the morning is like the afternoon, because it's already that day, and by waiting for the afternoon, you could bring it as a good Korban Pesach. So the entire day already has that name of Korban Pesach standby, and therefore it doesn't bottom out as a shlomim if you shecht it, because it was on this day meant to be actively a Korban Pesach. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.